greater Cincinnati area.
They're solid plastic, so don't settle for imitation.
But the senator, while insisting he was not intoxicated, could not explain his nudity.
This is the one and only podcast. Your friends have, of course, decided to stay in bed instead of getting up at 4 a.m., but that's okay because we are here with you. This is Wake and Bake Chitek, the only podcast that starts right at 4 a.m., gives you the top everything that's going on so you can get your busy week started. I'm Red Rocker, and with me, as always, is Lunch Meat.
Wait, this is everyone's favorite lunch, meat.
And to his left, normally we would have Trent Trout in the building. He is, of course, on sabbatical. He was in a sock fucking contest and threw his back out fucking. We wish you a speedy recovery, Trent, however you're spending that. So for today, we've got Boat Z in the house. All right, guys. I'm glad to see you got a little bit of Mrs. Doubtfire into the algorithm. That's an important addition. I think that'll help things along.
Yeah, how could you not, right?
You let Boatsy watch Mrs. Doubtfire. All right, sounds like a good choice. Okay, so how are you, Boatsy? How you been? Can I ask you questions? Not really.
I don't think so. Not really.
All right. Boats, you just chime in whenever you got to.
All right.
So, cool. Yeah, how have you been then? I guess it's been a couple weeks since we've talked. Any pressing matters you got to get off your chest before we get into it?
I think everything went pretty good. Let's see here. When was the last time we did it? The 4th of July special?
Right. We were amping up to it. How was your 4th of July?
I didn't do anything. I just I did nothing actually. I just sat in the house and hated on everything, ideally.
I didn't either. I was partied out by then.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
It rained, I think, too. Yeah.
So no fireworks even.
I didn't see any. I heard them go off, but I was just oh, fuck it. We, we had a fire. That's what we did. Yeah. I bought a whole bunch of those, things that pouches that change your fire different colors.
Sure.
You ever throw six boxes in there?
Yeah. You had some green flames, you got some purples.
It was cool.
Good time was had by all.
I guess so.
Sounds good.
We had a big hailstorm a couple days ago.
What?
Our whole hail, it was legitimately 2 inches of hail ice in our yard.
What was the temperature like?
It was nice out. It was just nice and raining and shit. And then it just started hailing. It demolished every car around here.
It's been every 90 here on this coast of Wisconsin all week. So that is interesting.
It totally took out my pumpkin crop.
Oh, geez. That's terrible news.
It is terrible news. You know?
Yeah.
The Lord's gourds will not be in operation, you know?
But is Mrs. Lunchmeat going to smash her tootsies in?
I mean, maybe there'll be one or two. Let's hope, you know?
All right. Sounds good. So sounds like we could probably just get right into the usual bits. I know everyone's really looking forward to hearing what has been going on. And, of course, we always start off with a regular segment. Oh, yeah, that's right. It's bacon for breakfast. It's all right that they're out there patrolling and protecting us. We just need to know where that is. Why don't you go ahead and start, Lunchmeat? Have you seen them out there?
No, they haven't been doing shit. Like, the hailstorm, like, happened, and then they, like, drove around with their sirens on for, like, I don't know, 10 minutes, and then I haven't seen a cop since, you know?
Spinning out of control?
I guess. Who knows what happened to them?
Well, we thank you for your service there, officers. I myself haven't really had too many run-ins. They were all downtown watching the airplanes fly by. We had our usual air show, so that usually keeps them pretty busy. So if you're trying to sneak around to do some other stuff, this was the weekend for it.
Did you go down and see it or what?
No, I actually had to work all weekend. So once again, it was just one of those like, oh, here they roar past again. I can hear them from my computer.
I like, everybody's having a
great day. I just imagine how fast they were flying.
Whee!
Yeah, pretty good times. Good times.
Yeah, that sounds pretty great.
Okay.
Uh-huh. A camel.
Okay.
What parts would you choose?
Wait, fuck, marry, or kill these parts of a camel?
I guess. I mean, what parts would you choose?
I assume the hump is included. I mean, everybody.
anything goes. I guess
you want to fuck the hump, I guess, or is that not right? Marry the mouth, and then kill the anus. Am I doing this right, Bouncy?
I think so. I'm gonna go with, like, let's see here.
You marry the hump, don't you? I think that might be right.
I'm gonna marry the camel toe, I think.
Oh, the toe.
I think I'm gonna fuck the hump, you know. Murder probably the, like, gross tongue it spits all the time.
I think you did it right. I forgot about the toe. That was an option. Bringing up some sort of camel butthole for some reason.
I don't think I've ever done that type of question before, so I guess thanks, Motsi. All right, what should we do next?
I guess we could just fly through our usual segments. It's a little early, but you know, there is, of course, the next big one we always do, the Sports Minute.
Cricket? Nobody understands cricket. You got to know what a crumpet is to understand cricket.
I don't know what. It's the women's La Copa de Mundial still. Is that still going on?
I don't know if it's still going on. Did you watch any?
I keep seeing the ads for it. I'm like, hey, everyone want to turn this on? And they say no. And then, you know, everyone has a good laugh.
Sounds about right. Let's see here.
Something happened, though, right?
Is like the All-Star game going on or something like that? Is baseball still going on?
The crack of the bat. Of course baseball is still going on. It seems maybe like it's too early for the All-Star game, but I could be wrong about that.
I think it's also like the women's World Cup. The women's World Cup.
That's what the Copa de Mundial is.
Oh, that's what it is? That's what it stands for?
Copa, of course, would be the cup, and then Mundial is world.
I thought it was like maybe some like rich like polo stuff at the Copacabana you're like blabbing on about. You
know? That sounds good.
Yeah. I was like, snooze fast. I mean,
congratulations, ladies, whoever took the win.
What about there's like one more thing with sports. Isn't it like, do you watch that new documentary, Sean White's Final Ride?
I haven't. How'd that go?
I didn't watch it either. I was going to, but then I was like, it's probably like really stupid. And there's like 1,000% chance it's not his final ride.
I think that's safe to say. Got right, enough, I hate when they do that. Shock of orange in his hair.
God.
Years of boarding ahead of him on the white stuff.
I mean, when do you think, like, the AI is going to take over, like, professional, like, sports?
I mean, does it need to be a body then? Can it just be the board itself or something dumb?
I don't know. Wouldn't you rather see, like, a cool, like, robotic, like, I don't know, let's say, like, horse on, like, a snowboard, you know, doing cool things?
A robotic horse on a single snowboard?
I wonder if we, like, you remember that movie Gus where it was, like, that mule who, like, kicked the... Mm-hmm. You know, footballs. What if it was just like a we rewrote it into like I don't know, like a robotic mule that like
a robotic mule that no one could tackle because like we just messed them up.
Right. All right. Let's not get involved with all that. Great.
10 minutes till we do that thing we don't tell on ourselves we're doing in Wisconsin. I hope you're ready today. Mm-hmm. Boatsy got a little bit of the sticky by him.
I think he's ready.
Mm-hmm. All right. Very important.
Oh, boy. All right. What else should we do? What did you do this weekend? Anything?
Saw the big Barbie movie. I guess that counts, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Should we talk about that or what?
You normally would never do it in the first half, but we are only at 11 minutes, so...
Well, I mean, let's save it, then. Let's save it. Why don't we take a snitcher or a call of weird or
whatever. All right. Let me head over there real fast, just switching over the tabs to the smoke mail. That's, of course, by dialing 414-YO-YO-CAL. Those are zeros. The Cal is spelled with a K. And this one is from Ed Earl. This is Ed Earl. I have sad news. I'm going away for a while. I've been supposedly convicted for the riot on January 6th, I guess. Squinty-eyed Columbo Joe finally cracked the case. I'll be going away with my fellow Patriots to join the January 6th choir boys. But before I go, I have one last important thing to say. Can you believe China is brainwashing the children through the Barbie movie? It's about subliminal messaging. And Malibu Joe is driving that pink Corvette all the way to the bank. I'm going to find a way to listen. Your friend, Ed Earl.
Damn. Well, one more important message before he goes, huh?
Yeah, so China's in charge of the movie?
I guess so. I don't know. I guess there was like some sort of like subliminal messaging with like maps and stuff and lines and dots and shit.
Okay, I guess. And then
what did you see?
Somehow Joe Biden is driving the pink Corvette.
He's driving the pink Corvette. They're like supposedly cool, right? it was like outlawed in like Korea and other places like that, ensuring that like, you know, the Chinese people like for sure see it, you know. They're gonna make twice as much money in China supposedly than in like America.
Yeah, you're gonna wanna see this one opening weekend for sure. To be part of the conversation.
What's going on with it? What happened? They get sucked into the real world?
Briefly, but not like that's mostly, it's mostly just in the Barbie world.
It is. Okay. But, that's good. At least.
But they do. Yeah. When they go to the real world, I mean, I guess this is a spoiler alert for the greatest movie in the world. Definitely movie of the summer. And I know I've said that a few times already, but this time I mean it.
What does it compare to Barb and Star?
Ooh.
Like you only could bring one of those two movies on a desert island. Which one would you bring?
You know I gotta have my Barb and Star three-way scene.
Okay, man. Fair enough.
It was hot. Barbie didn't get in any three-ways. I can tell you that. I can spoil that much for you.
All right.
No, but like, it's seriously like, it actually is like in danger of being taken over by Ken at like a certain point of the movie. Like Ken really makes the whole movie. Like it was pretty great.
All right. And you dressed up, did you not?
I went a little Malibu with it. I did end up with a pink headband and there was a pink cravat maybe as well.
Did they have one of those fancy like Barbie boxes that you could like stand in?
Didn't you see the movie? You don't want to end up in that box. That's where they want you to go. Yeah, so that was cool. And it was like definitely like the first time in a long time I've been at a movie theater where everybody was like dressed up and like just kind of shouting and laughing the whole time. It was like one of those commute, like it was like actually like a pretty fun movie to see in the theater.
Ooh, sounds like COVID.
It does sound like COVID. COVID
sounds like mouth breathers.
Passed mouth to mouth.
Did you put a handkerchief over your mouth at least when you went or what?
I did not, actually. I had my hands and mouth everywhere in that theater.
Gross.
I wouldn't trade
people, what about people start making out in that movie theater, then they start breathing everywhere?
That's what happened.
Jeez. Yikes.
It was definitely very, it was like a movie event for sure. Hmm.
Are you surprised to see that Ed Erl finally is getting brought to justice for his role in the January 6th?
Yeah, but I don't really hold out any hope on any of them getting in any trouble. I just don't think it seems to be happening to anyone. Everyone's kind of getting away with it, so.
I don't think so. Everyone's going to jail for like years and years.
I haven't seen it happen yet.
It's all over the news. Every single person. There's been like over 1,000 people, and each one of them has got.
What are you seeing on the news?
I'm like my news feed, Lunch Meets Famous news feed. Okay. You know?
Okay, of course, our gentle listeners, you can subscribe and kind of see the top stories in Lunch Meets World.
Everyone's going to jail. Like, there's probably been like over 1,000 some people arrested.
1,000 people arrested for that day?
More than that. And then, like, at least the minimal sentence is like a 3 years. Like, some of the dudes that are like connected to like the Proud Boys, they've been getting like 17 years in jail and shit.
Why don't they just put 10,000 people in jail for a month?
Ooh.
Well, I don't know. It just sounds like 3 years. I mean,
I feel
like there should be like maybe 20, maybe 50 people going to jail, and maybe it should be for 1,000 years. You know what I'm saying?
You can't really
attack the White House like that, can you?
I mean, it was the Capitol building, not the White House.
Capitol building. All right, I guess you get a little reduced there. I just assume all those are the same.
You think they should be like, marked as traitors and treasoners or what?
Yeah, absolutely. Maybe like a big, like public, shaming of them.
I think everyone should like shit in a bag for like 1 week. Like it's like you can't use your toilet for 1 week, and then everyone just kind of dumps it on that person when they the whole Washington D.C.
when they walk past.
everyone has to like gets off for the day of work, and they all form a line, and then everyone just throws their bucket of shit at them.
Remember, like a poop cannon that you like hit them in the chest with, like a firing line.
Exactly. And it's like you can't get any like STD like shots for 2 days, you know. Maybe you'll get it, maybe you won't, you know.
That sounds like how you get COVID.
COVID of the balls. You think you get COVID of the balls?
Yes. Yes.
Or you clear they're just like not as girthy as they once were, and they kind of like cough a little bit. Like,
yeah, there's like instead of like spraying ropes, it's like just like a weak cough and sputter.
When someone like pinches you, your balls kind of do a cough, you know?
Sure. And like the balls cough, but your mouth like does a weird like shake, like a weird cringy move.
Like a yes. Awesome. All right. Well, it's getting almost 20 minutes. It's almost
getting close.
Time.
We made it close to that much. Yeah, yeah. So that's
my sandial is just a few more grains going on. Do you got any music planned out for this time?
Oh,
around,
I got some music planned. You don't got to worry about that. Why don't you just go ahead and let me know what's in your piz?
Well, I got some classic honeybee bumblebee tuna.
Bumblebee tuna. Okay, very cool. All right, Boat Z, what's in your piz?
I don't know.
Boat Z, you're supposed to be ready for this.
Boat Z doesn't really answer questions, I guess.
We got to work on that. Yeah, but as far as like a third host, temporary as it is, Trent, we wish you a speedy recovery. I know you threw your back out fucking. And I myself have some extra dry going. Some real, oh, okay.
Wait a minute. Something's happening.
Oh, well, very good.
There's something in there, I guess.
Yeah, that lined up pretty good. All right, well, in that case, here we go.
Not too long ago, we were counting stars and gold. The summer nights never turning cold. The season came and went like snow. Monday, Tuesday, wonder where these days went. Wednesday, Thursday, time steady racing. Friday, chasing paycheck after paycheck. Every day, man, something took our place again. Don't you miss those days when we didn't worry about anything? Cause shit, I miss those days when we didn't worry about anything. But now those days are gone. I reminisce about the nights that are long and filled with bliss. I see your face, so many things I miss. And it seems like yesterday when we were kids, but now those days are gone.
Definitely the lesser of two bangers, but that's not his fault. They are still a banger.
I just like imagine he finally like learned how to like use a calendar, and he's proud of it. You know,
like he's sticking with peeling a page off every day like he's supposed to.
The days are gone, you know, and you know, can't get them back, I guess.
Well, I have to finish listening to the song someday to find that out.
I put it on my list, on my Spotify playlist. It comes on once in a while.
I mean, you know, it's still solid, 100%, you know.
I mean, he has two songs. I mean, if out he, of like a 300 playlist, what's the difference?
If he came out with this song first, we had 2 years with it, and then, you know, Feel Like I Do comes out. I mean, of course, it would be the sophomore, but I don't know. It's still very solid.
Boatsy, do you think he's got a little real banger on his hand or what?
This is Boatsy. The answer is no.
What a hater.
way to contribute, Boatsy.
Yeah, said same thing. Excellent addition. Well, we are in the back half. This leaves us pretty free to do whatever we want. I mean, we covered sports. We covered the bacon for breakfast. Is there any other sort of, I don't know, usual stuff we talk about? I know we talk about like TV and stuff, but I'm talking about like finance. Anything we missed?
I mean, what kind of financing? I mean, what are you doing? Are you investing? You came into this a little bit of money, not to tip anyone's hat.
I did, but you'd invest a little bit of money. No, I spent it on a bed frame that has like LED lights on it and a phone charger built into it. Yeah,
but what else? Fancy. What about anything else? I mean, that couldn't have been all of it, right?
What, it elevates a little bit? Oh, yeah, that was definitely all of it. You know, it's like at first it was like $320. I'm like, you know what? I'm a splurge. I'm gonna go for it. And then they're like, well, it's of course $40 in tax and $70 delivery fee. And suddenly you're like, wait a minute. Now I'm kind of broke this week.
So that happens fast.
Yeah.
Let's see here.
We have a luxury item.
I ordered like a cool mannequin head to like keep my like you know
on?
Space. Oh, no, my space. You know, like my
your what do you call it? The fancy. What do you call it again?
Like the meta steampunk helmet.
Meta steampunk helmet, but it's definitely like a galaxy. I keep on calling it Galaxy's Edge. That's not what it's called. What is it called? Meta
Steam.
What do you call it? Is that what you call it? Meta Steampunk Helmet?
Yeah, it's the Meta Steampunk Helmet.
It just makes you look like the villain from Mission Impossible 10.
Well, it's like, you know, the Steam, like, you know, Steam. You know, Steam, like the video game, like streaming service. Steam.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, do that. Yeah, it's like, I'll do that. It's not actually through Meta. It's like a side thing. that they got going on.
Like an app on it?
It's like a, like it's not.
Have you?
Like so it's not, it's not made by Steam. It's not made by Meta, but it's like made together.
Okay. What happens if you go outside with it on? Are you going to be like in trouble?
Well, I don't know. I don't think so. I'm like waiting for like my clothes to get here before I
unleash. Can you still see out the front of it like a motorcycle helmet?
It's like cooler than that. Yeah. It's like legitimately you have like robotic capabilities. Like you can like zoom on people and it tells you how far away they are. You can like, you can like zoom in on people and shit and crap like that, dude. It's like fucking awesome. It is creepy because it's like you could like, I mean, you are obviously recording, I think. I don't know if you're like recording to some like thing, but it's like definitely
you're like mapping.
It's relaying. It's like relaying an image to your eyes. So it's got to be like going somewhere, right?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, that's you're mapping everything. Like there's like a bunch of stuff going on that you, just not even going on with the visor, you know?
Agreed. I mean, there's probably a bunch of stuff, but it's still tight as fuck.
So you the thing that scares me is what if there's like a person walking towards you, but then the AI just kind of like erases them like they're not there. And then suddenly like you're like looking at an invisible, you know, and then they just, they'll punch you in the stomach like in Mission Impossible 8.
It could be a thing. I like to, I hope it's like a thing where I'm like hiking and then it's like I see a bridge, but there's like really no bridge, you know?
What if one day like you walk start like podcasting with it and then it starts like speaking in my voice, but telling you to like go in the wrong directions and stuff. And then like, you end up in an alley with two people trying to beat you up with pipes.
Dude, as soon as you
like
get
one... Mission Impossible 8.
I know we talked about this, like, I don't know, 2-3 years ago, but, like, dude, I have, like, a whole, like, cool podcast room waiting for us, like, in the virtual world. You know what I'm saying? I, like, made it. I made it, but, like, I thought there was a chance that we were actually going to get on board and get it, you know? But now, like, now it just sits abandoned, you know?
Does it have lines on it, like, in Community?
No, it's like a cool little office building with a fire pit.
Is there a toilet in there?
There's a there is a toilet, but it's like a throne toilet.
Oh, well, that sounds good. And you, why don't you just podcast in there then?
I mean, who could see? I mean, just like one guy, I mean, I don't know. It doesn't have the charm, or just be like one guy sitting in, like doing.
It kind
things.
Of makes me think of like the, you know, like the room Will Smith was on in the theme song of French Prince of Bel Air, where he's like, you know, spray paint everywhere, like the chair's spinning around and he's in it. It's like a throne.
You know, like honestly, that room. Maybe it could be an app or something like that. Maybe maybe someone's out there listening or something like that.
Yeah, like cool I could just sit in the chair here with a camera on me, and then like your lens on your helmet could just like. Project me being right there. It'd be no problem.
I was more or less going to say, like, it would just, like, take your voice over the phone and then, like, just put it in, like an AI, like, avatar. You know, like, you wouldn't be in control of it, but it would still, like, be mimicking, like, you, you know?
Yeah, I like...
Anyways, what if, wild.
Mean, it's wild.
Wild.
That's a nice wild. Technology minute, though. You did good.
I think we might have done something.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hey, Boatsy.
Surprise inspection.
Uh-huh.
You must call Usagi and see what he is up to.
Are you going to talk to him, Boatsy? I can't ask Boatsy questions. I keep forgetting.
This
Boatsy. Uh-huh. Okay. Thanks, Boatsy.
Okay.
Real responsive. I like that. Okay, so.
Why don't you give him a ring?
Okay. Wait, hold on. Do I have. Hold on. I'm going to dial right now. Oh, here we go. Ring, ring.
You reached Usagi.
Hey, Usagi. Boatsy thought it would be a good idea to call and catch up with you. How's it going out there? I haven't had a progress report in a while.
You know Usagi. I Usagi.
No, you Soggy. I'm talking to you.
I take new driving course.
Oh, okay. And how's that going?
It's like two cars that climb out a river that are demon.
Okay, so pretty much as can be expected. Did you pass the word along? You sound like you have something you want to say.
You smell like you, soggy diaper.
You got me again, you soggy. Keep up the good work out there.
You have a great day.
Always good to catch up with them. Oh, hey, lunch meat. Yeah, come on back in here, man. You missed you, soggy. He was just here.
I heard him. What is he doing here? Just doing some driving stuff?
I don't even know. I guess he did a driving course crash or something. And then nice. The cars came out of the river like two demons.
Wild.
Dialing 414-909-0525. We'll get you to the smoke line. And on that smoke line, smoke mail, I should say, you could leave a message just like Brody did. Hey, this is Brody. You guys remember me, right? Me and my frat bros have a thing for you. If you eat poop, do you expel food from your butt? Has anyone tried this before?
I think anyone's actually ate a turd and saw what happens.
Well, if you eat poop, that's the hard part, I guess.
I mean, I know I've seen like people like try to like put food like boo food, you know, but like
that's what if not you the same. Were able to like what kind of food comes out pretty whole on the other end? Like I'm thinking like corn off the top of my head, right?
Sure, some oats. Oh,
so you set it up in advance, of course, but you eat like a whole can of it, and then you like, you know. You have to eat a piece of poop. That's the hard part. But you just get a crowd ready beforehand. You don't have the whole thing ready to go.
What if you like ate the turd? What if you like ate the
poop?
How do you
do that, first of all?
I mean, I guess that's the hard part. You'd have to eat the poop somehow.
Can you make it look like a hamburger?
I mean, that's the whole tricky part, because it's like if you eat like a hamburger, then you're still going to poop out the poop, but with just little pieces of like food particles, which you wouldn't know would be the corn, right? I mean,
okay, so the idea is that people are seeing you eat the poop and the food is coming out the other end, and this is funny, and if you make it look like a cheeseburger, you kind of lose some of the magic of the effect of watching someone eat poop and shit out whole food.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, what if you ate like a bunch of like poop and then like proceeded to put corn in your butt and then it was like you pooped a corn, like a whole corn cob? Oh, wait, yeah, hold on.
I guess it's the hard
so
part.
Hold on. Okay, so you would eat the poop and then you would eat a couple pieces of like regular corn and then you would poop a whole corn, a cob with like little pieces of poop in your corn cob, like a reversal.
That's what I said.
Wow. Wow, my mind is blown, brother. Mm-hmm. Wild.
So yeah, thanks Brody, that was a great one.
All right, what kind of shows you been watching?
Just the nothing exciting. There is this hot new podcast I've been listening to called Talkville, and so I am watching like Smallville episode by episode every week. It's like gonna take forever. It's a major undertaking. They're already on season 3 though.
Whoa, it's moving along fast. I remember that. It's pretty pretty great stuff. A lot of good happening things. Have you been watching The Righteous Gemstones?
I don't watch that. I watched the first couple episodes and like did not care for it.
Oh man, it's like. It's great now. Once you're in like season 3, it's like fucking. Oh, it's like.
Tell me more.
Okay, so like, is it? Everyone compares it to like Eastbound and Down. Well, it's not as good as Eastbound and Down. Of course.
Okay, it's already. At least you're admitting.
But however, I mean, it's like a like a cool cousin that comes over once in a while, right? I mean, it's like it still has the juice. It's got the juice, you know?
I'm not so sure Adam Devine, actually, like outside of a workaholics environment. I watched that other movie that Netflix put out, The Outlaws. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about? It's correct. A Happy Madison joint. This thing should be pretty good. The cast is pretty stacked. You got Pierce Brosnan. How could it miss, right?
He Miley just like crosses his eyes and kind of like acts like Jack Black.
Right.
I mean, right. That's a like stick. Hopes,
I guess.
Yeah. I mean,
what
I don't
if
know.
You compared Jack Black when he was like 30 years old, right? That was a long time.
No, because
ago.
He was like he doing his own bad. Thing.
I think he said was, yeah, but I mean, he had some misses too once in a while, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. I like his character. I actually think his like character in this is like probably one of his best roles, Adam the Vamp or whatever. Mm. You kind of feel for him, you know what I'm saying? You just haven't watched enough of it. How would you don't go, scowl at me? You know,
I think I've seen like 2 episodes. All right, well, maybe you've talked me into it.
It gets hotter.
This has been another edition of Talk Me Into It.
All right, what about this? AI conference that like happened at Geneva. Did you hear about all this or what?
Oh, I think Boetsy was there. He said he was going to report on it right now.
He wasn't involved in it, but I did get like, he like woke me up with a text message.
Okay.
It's pretty, you know,
how'd it
but
go?
Anyways, well, he wanted to be heard. But for all the people out there, it was like an AI convention where like real AI robots came to like Geneva and, you know, declare that they wanted to help humans and have world peace and stuff, right? Do you think this is, like, pretty much creepy and shit or what?
Well, they say they could do a better job, but they understand why we are not, like, super eager to have that happen.
So you are familiar, huh?
I've read the snippets. I haven't really delved in much further than that. I heard they just, well, like, made them bodies, kind of, and then they just, like talked from these bodies.
I mean, don't you want to just see like a AI just be like a non-threatening square robot or like, you know, computer instead of like a humanoid type of thing? Like if it's going to be the smartest thing and do everything anyways, can't,
I
you know?
Hate to say it, but I feel like it's to like trick the kind of dumb olds in the room into like understand, putting it in a way they can understand like that. Oh, they're in a body I can look at and make eye contact with. You
it's
dopes.
Like, go. Do you ever you go to dopes. Like, you know, like that robot world in like the Wisconsin Dells.
Sure, Tommy Bartlett's robot world, of course.
Did you go to that when you were a kid?
Yeah, you know, the Culver's had the gyro thing out front.
Did you? Okay, so you're familiar. Yeah. Did you ever go back when you were like an adult?
No, actually, no.
Oh my god! Next time you should like take your family down there, and then you should. It's like the lamest thing ever. It's like looking in like a photo album to like the 1950s. It's like the dumbest robots ever, and you're like, oh my god, this is impressive. Like they didn't even step up their game.
You got to go there with your helmet and like introduce yourself, or like introduce them to the future. It's like retro futuristic though. That sounds like it'd be fun.
Well, all right. Let's just see what old Boetsy. This is your time, Boetsy. Why don't you tell everyone your message?
This is Boetsy. I was sad when the AI conference at Geneva was held and they forgot Boetsy. If I could have talked to the nation, I would have gave a
Wow, Bubsy. It is shocking that not one of those AI had a like the voice, like, you know, said anything like that, right? You think they're all just lying to our faces?
Yeah, I mean, what about like the cool guy who's just like, yo, why don't you just party with some drugs and shoot them up in your belly buttons, I guess.
Party bot didn't get invited. Like, there was no one speaking for that contingent. Bozy, exactly. You gotta step it up and get invited to the next one.
Do you think Futurama is back? Did you watch the new Futurama or no?
I'm probably gonna watch it right after this, but you can go ahead. Here's the thing. Here is my concern, okay? Loved Futurama right from the beginning. I loved it more than Family Guy. Like, always felt like there was a little bit of like animosity on just my part.
Agreed.
You know, back in those days. Eventually, Futurama is brought back on Fox. It's pretty good. They do the 4 movies. The first one was very good, and the other 3 were like middling, I would say. And then like they come back on Comedy Central, and it's like very diminished. You know when like American Dad moved to TBS, and they just started like kind of like they, you know, they get a little raunchier with it, but somehow you've kind of lost the spark. You know, the censorship was like driving creativity in some of those cases. And I feel like when you can just say the word or show the thing, it's not as like awesome. You know what I mean? It's like seeing Bart Simpson's wiener in the first minute of a Simpsons movie, right?
Agreed.
Okay.
Right.
Uh-huh. So, anyway, I'm a little concerned about this Hulu reboot. But what are you here to say? How does it rate?
I was just gonna say, do you think Bozy could be like our bender? You know?
Oh, jeez.
You think we could like legitimately do like a weird science thing where you like come over and we put some like bras on our head and like we attach some candles to like the computer?
I am willing to try.
Like, maybe we could do it on like All Hallows Eve.
Okay, yeah. That sounds fine. But first, I want a sincere thumbs up, thumbs down on the Hulu Futurama.
First episode, it's pretty good. They like talked about all those things that you just talked about. So
what?
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna be back to report on this. This is
they did it in like maybe a clever way, or maybe you'll hate it way. I'm not too sure, but it's like they brought it up.
Me now.
Yeah. You know.
It's a TBS all over again.
All right. Sweet. It's you know, surprisingly getting kind of late. Should we crush? Do we have anything else on the old smoke lines?
We do have one more smoke line. I can tell you this one is from Finn. I saw your sticker on a bathroom wall in a bowling alley. I just bowled a perfect 300 game with my penis. One penis, one hole, 10 pins. And guess what? The Guinness Book of World Records won't recognize it. Will you give me some props for it, at least? Oh, and guess what? The Guinness Book of World Records won't recognize it. Okay. Said that wrong. But yeah, total crock. I mean, I guess that is a made-up category. What do you think about the one hole? That's usually a pretty big thumb hole, so...
I mean, you can't get a special drilled.
I feel.
How do you know the girth of it all the time?
Right, exactly. That's why I want the option of a smaller finger hole, just in case. After a few feet, you might like lose some of the girthiness. After a bowling ball's tugging on your deck.
I think you gotta like enter the bowling ball and then kind of get like a sub chub going on, so it kind of like holds.
You need to be all the way.
You don't. No. Once you release it, you don't have like a boner. You know.
Look, if you best case scenario,
if you get a boner, then it's like crossing over the line.
All right. If you give me a 7-pound bowling ball and you make that thumb hole size of a child's thumb,
then... I mean, it doesn't have to be. It could be bigger. I mean. You know,
it could be bigger. Okay.
What about like, I mean, there's usually like a suction cup thing where it makes a pop, like a, you know.
Yes, I know. That's what I'm saying. You're going to want to be touching all the walls of this thing the whole time.
I think you can like guide it with your hands a little bit, but you have to do like the full swing release, you know? So it's not just like you're dangling it, you know?
Don't you have to like, come all over to like release the ball then when you're like the full swing? Isn't that the only way to actually release it?
I mean, I guess now that I think about it, why not just have like some like two holes that are combined for your balls? You put your balls and then and your penis.
Now you're talking. Now that I think would be a much more accurate throw.
A full body swing, probably. If someone came up, if someone like handed you like a bowling ball like that, and like you were like in a bowling alley all by yourself, you know, like maybe you and your best friend, you know, pantsless, bowling with your like testicles and penis, like would you do it?
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
You know, I've never missed out.
Would you tell anyone about it, or would you just kind of like keep
I would tell people about it. I wouldn't be embarrassed about that.
Neither would I. Okay.
Well, I wouldn't want to do it in front of everyone, but
agreed.
I don't mind telling them I did it.
Two bros, no one around, you know, bowling with their, you know.
Bowling in the dark.
Bowling in the dark.
Fucking
you know.
These balls.
I would like to see the score, honestly. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
I would like to.
We'll keep that. You know. Yeah, you got to keep the scoreboard up. Or get a projector.
All right, sweet.
Oh, boy. Summertime is upon us. Mm-hmm. Rewrite the movie, The Great Outdoors. Give it a fresh reboot.
Oh, jeez. All right. Famous John Candy vehicle. Of course, he took his family camping. Is that the deal?
He took his family camping to get away, to show his kids God's country, and then, like,
was there, like, a rival family or something?
Yep, his, like, I think it was, like, his sister's husband, you know, who is Dan Aykroyd, of course.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
His kids come and, like, try to get him to invest money, you know, which he's obviously going to steal and shit, and, like...
Really?
You know, the bald-headed bear. Yeah, it was like all a thing where he was going to make him invest, and then he was going to supposedly lose the investment and then like just like get his life back on track, you know?
That's bullshit. Mm-hmm. Okay, so who's in this thing? Let's see. You need a John Candy, right? Mm-hmm. He's skiing, so he's got to be light on his feet, but still, you know, a large man.
Agreed. You think Will Sasso has the chops to be the new guy?
I'd love to see him take a swing at it. I bite at that apple, that's for sure. Good call.
What about, I mean, do you think it would be like Kyle Gass's moment?
Okay. This is, yeah. You know what? Yes is the answer to that. That's a great idea. Okay, so...
Or he's the lead.
Like a, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like how Cheech and Chong, you know, they're different characters, even though they're doing this. It's like a D. That's a great idea, actually. Wow, you shouldn't have given that away.
Ooh, well, I hope
especially
you're listening.
In this age of like corporate, you know, crossing lines and like stealing IP. Like, this thing writes itself. Like,
there's an AI writing it right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's they heard it, the lights went off. And they're typing it up.
That's
right
only because you just said it on the air now, though. If you keep that one under your bonnet next time.
We'll and what am I going to do? Write AI a big. What am I going to write it? Like, no, I hope they make that movie. It'd be great.
We should write it.
let's get it going.
It's a
all right, but anyways, do we keep the bald headed bear? Or do we like make a new?
You got
a new animal.
Yeah, for update it for like a completely shaved bear. It's like shaved down there. Just down there, though.
The bald pussy bear. Like, you shot it's like a female bear this time, and like, you shot it, but it like blew all the hair off its vagina, and it's like a Brazilian.
There
like
it
the
is.
The Brazilian bear.
Yep. Then
it writes itself. What about these, what about these pesky raccoons? You know what? You keep the raccoons, of course.
What were they doing before? Knocking over.
They were going through the garbage, eating all the hot dogs and like things of that nature.
Yeah, I think they can continue that vein of comedy.
All right, very good. What about the old? What about the old 96er?
What is that?
Where he tries to eat that big steak, right?
Okay.
You know, but it's like
this time it's trash and he's eating it and the raccoons are eating a steak.
This time it's like a 96-ounce like soy steak. Right? And like a vegetarian vegan steak. Like the only restaurant in town is a vegan restaurant.
But he crushes it and eats the whole thing anyway.
But then like throws up still.
Yeah, I
think we did it, huh? I think it's pretty good.
Pretty much crushed. In the bag, actually. Boatsy in the bag.
Mm-hmm. Crushed. All right. What else? Did we forget anything?
Nah, I don't think so. That's the beauty of this show. We do all our segments before the 20.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, smart, was there anything else you wanted to say, Boatsy, before we get going?
This is Boatsy. The butter.
Do people still use butter? I mean, do you think people like have like olive oil by now?
You think there's salt in there too?
Ooh, I mean,
butter and salt on someone's biscuit.
I mean, you'd have to use like fresh butter like out of your refrigerator, and that's like hard. I mean, like all the other stuff has like breadcrumbs in it.
What about something just out of the dish and you just kind of drop it on there?
Exactly.
It'll move around.
Do you think you could actually like get a big enough stick of butter where you could like kind of like melt a hole in it?
Sure. And then what?
Cool. I don't know. You'd fuck the butter, I guess.
Wake and Bake to Tech is recorded on both coasts of Wisconsin. Dial the smoke mail by calling 414. Yo-Yo Cal, those are zeros. The Cal is spelled with a K. Check us out on Twitter, Mastodon, and possibly X.
Back in the darkness.
What?
Black is the darkness as me.
Okay, very good.